Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Atlanta, what seemed like it was already bad has gotten worse. We are live at Flowery Branch inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, Michael Penix is going to have season-ending surgery for a partially torn ACL in his left knee. The team announced today it is official, and we are here today to talk to our head coach, Raheem Morris. We'll also get a player or two along the way, and hopefully, Mike, get some answers and some of the things that Falcon fans are wondering about after five straight losses. We are 3-7, and now we officially turn to Kirk Cousins. Whether it was going to be a week, maybe two, if Penix didn't need surgery, we didn't know.
Right.
But now we know. And they also, by the way, have made some other roster moves. The Falcons signed quarterback Easton Stick to the 53-man roster, so he's going to serve as your backup. And Kyle Trask, a former second-round pick for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has been signed to the practice squad. So if you're wondering what the quarterback pecking order is going to look like, that is the situation here at Flowery Branch, man. Hearing the news today, Mike, what'd you think?
Well, just sad, because you feel bad for the guy, because, you know, the timeline, and we're still waiting to hear what the official timeline is going to be. And then does he stay on schedule? There's no, you know, slip-ups or any kind of, you know, problems with the recovery, because now you're hopefully you're not denting into too much of next season. You know, you're going to miss a bunch of preseason work for a young quarterback who's still developing in this league. I think, as we said, you know, it's not an indictment of Michael Penix Jr. Just in 14 games, I don't know what I've got. You know, there's good, there's some bad, and there's been some real ugly. And I think, you know, we were just talking about this before the show, Joe Patrick and I, and you were in the conversation saying how good he looked against Washington.
He did.
You know, in his second start, how he looked like he was up for the moment in a big atmosphere. And I don't know, was it because the things were simpler then? You know, and then Zach has added layers. And no, I didn't see any of that stupid pirouette play action nonsense that we run that takes forever to develop. But yeah, man, now we just got to wait and see. And it's the Kirk Cousins show and a $57 million cap hit for next year. So in all likelihood, you're not going to have him back. So we are in a really bad situation. This is a state of flux. You have no idea what you have at quarterback right now. And if you don't have a quarterback, you're dead in the water.
4-8 record in 12 starts. He has been placed on injured reserve, obviously, and he is done for this season. The situation for Michael Penix to get back, just to put this in perspective, you know, he's had ACL tears in his right knee twice, 2018, 2020. This is the left knee. He had shoulder injuries in 19 and 2021. All of that stuff he was able to recover from and come back. But the issue, guys, I think for the Falcons organization is, and this is a hard conversation, you got to protect yourself. And what that means is, as much as we think Michael Penix has all the potential in the world and certainly could be a premier quarterback in this league for a long time, because guys do recover from these injuries, there's no doubt. With today's technology, you can have an ACL, you can come back. But they've got to protect themselves. And that means, Mike, we got to be looking at quarterbacks and looking at our quarterback situation no matter who's going to be here. It doesn't matter who's running the show.
Yeah, and then you get into that dreaded, you know, free agent quarterback market. Presuming Aaron Rodgers is going to retire, the next most compelling name, I mean, all the guys you're used to, guys we talked about before we signed Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo, and now I know that Mac is going to be a free agent, right? So, but there's just a road you don't want to go down. And this is the road we're facing. So then you get into, do you try to draft a quarterback? Do you feel that you know there's going to be somebody in the second round because you don't have a first-round pick? Or are you going to mortgage more of your future? Who's even making that decision? Is the general manager even going to be here, let alone the head coach and the staff? So big, big question marks, brother, all over this thing right now.
No doubt. We want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. I think we all feel bad for Michael Penix because whether he had these other injuries or not, it just sucks when you're trying to develop a young quarterback and then this kind of thing happens. But injuries happen in the NFL, man. We know it. We see it all the time, and guys do come back and recover. I cannot project or Mike, nor would I try to foresee the future of what Michael Penix may or may not look like. All I know is this is a long road back, man. And for somebody that has not established himself at a 4-8 record and 12 starts, this is a long road back, and he's got to come back and do some amazing things, I think, for this organization and also for this fan base to buy in and say, hey, is he going to be okay? And it's not just that, Mike. You can't just be all right. He's got to come out and play really well to kind of reestablish himself. And where he left off and where right. he may pick up, that's going to be part of this discussion. He left off, guys, again, we were in the lead on Sunday, Mike. It looked like we might win this game against Carolina, and then it fell apart. But the reality is, if you go back and look at this five-game losing streak, we've talked about it. There were wobbles with Michael Penix's play. Right. And so where he left off and where he's going to pick up, that's the real question.
Now guys, you watch the NFL. You know the names. You've seen the first-round draft picks. Is he going to be a Justin Fields without mobility, where things just don't seem to work? And Justin Fields is capable of putting a game together like he did against us with the Bears years ago, and then he's just very mediocre. And then there's guys like Mitchell Trubisky, that all the things everybody looks for, all the measurables, just not the guy. And you know, guys, Sam Darnold, is Michael Penix going to have to, who knows? There's no way of knowing. I heard Steak talking about this with Sandra this morning. Is he going to wind up with another team? Let's focus on what he's going to be as a Falcon first.
Correct. Well, yeah, because you're not giving up on
him. No, but you know but where this can go. Right now, it can go one of two ways. And the way it could go is all these other first-round busts who, for whatever reason, injury, lack of performance, lack of surrounding talent. I don't think that's the case here. I think we have some issues at wide receiver, but I still think there's enough playmakers. You know, did you give him enough tools to succeed? But then again, what if he comes in here next year and there's a whole new coaching staff? New coaching staff and new GM might not think Michael Penix is the man for the job. So it's a real, he's in a tough spot right now.
He was the 8th overall pick. He is currently still in his rookie deal and under contract. They're not going to go away from that. That's why you draft these guys. When you do, it is still fairly cheap. You're not paying Michael Penix $58 and $69 million a year. So those big decisions are still yet to come. But they're not going to give up on him. Neither are we. But we don't know.
But when you say they're not going to give up on, they may not be here.
Well, that's true. But I'm saying the organization, when you pick a guy 8th overall, Mike, even a new regime is not going to cut Michael Penix. No. He may not be their guy, right. But they're not going to move on from him until they absolutely have to.
Right, because it makes no sense.
It makes no financial sense. So regardless of who's running the show, nobody's coming in here unless there's a new owner. Well, and that's a whole new conversation.
That's one thing that's never going to happen. But again, but a new GM might say that, you know, again, in an effort to, I don't know, get more assets to rebuild this team in their image, trade Michael Penix too. But there's no market for Michael Penix. So you don't know what he is, so
no,
you can't even do
value.
That.
Look, you're coming off of an injury. Again, your record speaks for itself. The numbers weren't there. You weren't throwing 35 touchdowns a year. So there's the reason why, again, there's doubt. And I think everybody's feeling this right now. We'd love to hear from you again. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. There's a lot of doubt just because he is going to be here. Remember, didn't play but, what, 3 games his rookie season. Started this season. We hope he's ready for the start of next season, but if he's not, how many games does he actually play? What does that look like? And then, Mike, all of a sudden you get to that 4th year. That's usually when teams make that decision on how they're going to approach the quarterback, whether or not they're going to eventually give him those long-term extensions. So what we're telling you is next year is super important.
Look, Drake May, it took his 2nd year with Josh McDaniels to get it right. Maybe Michael Penix, with a better offensive coordinator who plays to his strengths, gets it right. And then he gets back to being what we expect him to be. You know, but then, as we said, like Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's never had the same offensive coordinator back-to-back seasons. He went through Cleveland. He had to go to Charlotte for a minute. He was in a cup of coffee with the Rams, and he winds up with the Bucks. I mean, sometimes it's just a circuitous route to get there. Sam Darnold, you know, is now having success with his third team. But again, first things first, what is Michael Penix's timeline? When does he finally get back so he can work with this team?
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's viable unless Kirk Cousins gives you freaking NFC Player of the Week every week down the stretch, and then you say, okay, I'll eat that contract, and we got our starting quarterback while Michael Penix Jr. mends. But that's 101 shot.
It is. And look, would I love to see it? Yeah, because, man, it would change the narrative around here. But it's unrealistic. I mean, look, I live in fantasy land. I watch all these movies and TV shows. I can't do it with my football team. I just can't. And I want to see Kirk have success because now, Mike, we have to get behind him again because right. He's the guy. And he's going to be – I don't want to get embarrassed Sunday against the Saints. God forbid. I certainly don't want to get embarrassed against the Jets. I need him to play well. But if all of that was to play out and what you're saying happened, how easy would the decision be for the Falcons to say, you know what, he really wasn't healthy. And look at how well he's playing now, and look at how he's elevated guys around him. My real question about Kirk Cousins is, and this is the conversation, Mike, that I was having with people earlier today, guys are like, oh, Cousins in the pistol. He was in the pistol when he started.
Because of his Achilles recovery.
Guys, this same offense, they haven't changed a whole lot.
But they put him under center when he came in the game Sunday.
Okay, so is he going to be more under center?
Well, I think that's another question. We'll ask Coach. Was it about comfortable? It was about being comfortable in the offense because he ran shotgun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In Washington, or are you worried that Michael Penix's knees can't handle being under center?
Lots of questions. Lots of questions. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open. You can hit us up. Big O, take care of that, and we'll grab a couple if people want to jump in. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. We'll get to what's going on with the Daily Download, including the CFP, and how about those Hawks last night? We'll get to all of that and more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.